Governor Andrew Cuomo released a key portion of his State of the State address early. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, he unveiled a plan to cut business taxes and potentially freeze local property taxes for 2 years.
Surrounded by business leaders, Governor Cuomo outlined a plan that would cut business taxes and result in property tax reductions for businesses and homeowners if local governments and schools comply with a set of requirements over the next 3 years. Cuomo wants to reduce the corporate tax rate and eliminate it altogether for manufacturers who want to expand or locate upstate, where the economy continues to lag.
Our tax rate for manufacturing companies in upstate New York is zero because you can't beat zero.
The plan for property tax reductions could freeze tax rates for 2 years, but it's dependent on local governments, schools, and other taxing entities like water boards and library boards holding the line on spending. In exchange, the state would give them some additional money. The local governments and schools would also, in the second year of the program, have to demonstrate that they are consolidating and sharing some services with other governments. If they fail to do so, the state would withdraw the additional aid and property taxes would go up after all. Then Cuomo says the local government leaders and school officials would be the ones to explain to the taxpayers why the tax freeze was rescinded.
If you want the people in your district to get a tax credit from the state, you're going to have to take concrete steps vis-a-vis shared services or consolidation. If you don't want to, don't do it. But then the people in your district don't get the tax credit, and you'll have to explain to them why they didn't.
In the third year of the property tax reduction plan, lower-income earners and homeowners who pay a high percentage of their income in property taxes could see a tax rebate in what's known as a circuit breaker. The plan also includes a tax credit for renters in New York City. It also significantly lowers the estate tax by raising the threshold of taxable estates from $1 million to just over $5 million and lowering the tax rate to 10%. The plan was praised by business leaders who attended the PowerPoint presentation, including the Business Council president, Heather Brichetti.
The loss of manufacturing jobs in part are a large part of why the upstate economy has struggled, and I really think that if we could just pass this today and get it signed into law, that would be terrific.
I think that's a good idea.
Not everyone is on board, though. Ron Deutsch with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, a progressive-leaning group, says the plan does not go far enough to address New York's income equality, and he says it gives too generous a tax break to wealthy families passing on their estates to their heirs. Deutsch's group advocated for a circuit breaker for property taxes, but he says Cuomo's plan is too complicated and too reliant on the cooperation of local governments.
What the governor needs to do is scrap the idea of these estate tax reductions and giving money to the wealthiest families in New York State and really make sure that the money for that instead goes into a circuit breaker and goes to people who desperately need it right now.
While some of the tax breaks could take effect in the upcoming year, as long as the legislature agrees to the plan, the full $2.2 billion a year program, including the circuit breaker, would not take effect for 3 years. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants an additional tax on New York's richest to pay for universal pre-kindergarten. Cuomo says while he agrees with the goal of universal pre-K, he does not include new taxes on high-income earners in his plan. But the governor says he realizes that the economy could worsen by the time his tax cut plan is finally phased in, and he did not rule out extending the state's temporary income tax surcharge on millionaires due to expire in 2017 to help pay for it all. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.